Thank you, Olympics. Yet more Olympics. One of the coolest rock and roll bands ever. And peanut butter, obviously, right there. I like that. There's a food going around. It's a sticky, sticky goo. You know, I love peanut butter. When you, back in the day, back when we used to know how to do stuff, when you got out of the house, like let's say you're 18, you're going to get your own place. We used to do that way back when. You'd live on peanut butter. You get yourself a couple jars of peanut butter and a big-ass loaf of white bread, and that's as good as it got sometimes. And, of course, you had to have money to hit the bars every now and then, but you get the point. It will sustain you, and that used to be good enough. If you were high-toned, you'd get some Velveeta cheese, too. You'd get Velveeta cheese, a little peanut butter. Speaking of peanut butter, I have a couple of peanut butter recipes for you that I doubt you've ever heard of. Have you ever had peanut butter with French's mustard, none of that high-tone mustard. Get the French's mustard and on white bread. Peanut butter on one side, French's mustard on the other, on white bread. You're welcome. Also, peanut butter with lettuce on bread and peanut butter with mayonnaise. There are three peanut butter recipes for you right there. So you're young and struggling in your own apartment for the first time. I just gave you some really, really economical and cheap recipes. Follow me for more lifestyle hints and tips. Theron next year on The Edge. Thanks for swinging on by. I'm looking at, what you call it here, Babylon Bee has Joe's schedule. Let's see. His Babylon Bee has obtained Biden's official 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily work schedule. And I'm not going to get deep into it, but it says here, these are what, 8 excuses the White House has given to I'm going to have to post these on Facebook, but 8 excuses the White House has given using to explain Biden's poor debate performance. They're trying to think of why was he so bad? Well, he already had put a tough 2-hour work day in. He was exhausted. Number 2, his earpiece malfunctioned. It was his earpiece. Number 3, the sun got in his eyes. Oh, yeah, well, that definitely. No one told him there was a debate until a mere 6 months ago. Yeah, oh, man, that there you go. He didn't have time. Number 5, he had to debate a convicted felon. Oh, you can't keep up with that. He's lucky he didn't get jail tattoos. We'll get to the rest of these at some point. I'm getting all choked up here on these. Let's see. I think it's time for me to play the next song. Sure enough, it is. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
She's coming over from places she's never been before. She sits down on the sofa.